Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. Darood and salam upon our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the light of creation. Mercy for all the worlds, as well as upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Once again, we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. You are watching the program called Beacon of Guidance. It is the month of Rabi'ul Akhir, which is showering its rahmah and its blessings throughout the globe, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to be discussing the sayings and teachings of Sultanul Awliya, Sayyiduna Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, Quddisa Sidruhul Nurani. Lekin usse pehle, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let us moist our tongues with his remembrance, in manqabat, in his praises. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be enlightened and we will rejuvenate our spirits through his dhikr. The poet has recited and written so beautifully.
Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam Nazar-e-Karam Khuda Ra Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam Nazar-e کرم خدا را سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا سرکار غوث-اعظم نظر کرم خدا را مولا علی کا صدقہ خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ داتا پیا کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا.
اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we all are the beggars at the door of Sultan al-Awliya, Ghawth-i Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Throughout his life, dear viewers, through his karamat, through his literature, through his bayanat, through his sayings, through his quotes, subhanallah, through his blessed words, not only just lectures, but rather through his Madani pearls and his advices, he had changed the world, dear viewers. His words were not just lectures. They were medicine for the hearts, whose words carried the fragrance of Quran and Sunnah, and whose discourses continued to change lives centuries later, dear viewers. The words were not ordinary words. They were arrows that penetrated the hearts of people, lights that ignited souls, and oceans from which seekers of Allah Azza wa Jalla drank for centuries to come, dear viewers. People entered his majalis and his gatherings as sinners and left from there as awliya. His discourses recorded in works like Fathul Ghaib and Al-Fathul Rabbani, Bahjatul Asrar, Tadhkiratul Awliya. All these are various books, dear viewers of Madini channel, that people continue to guide and seek guidance from these books, subhanallah. The works of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alay are found even today. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, this is what we are going to be learning and understanding today. Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alay had mentioned something about taqwa, very profound. He says the first step for the servant is taqwa. It is piety. It is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without taqwa, no worship has value. Let's understand this from the Holy Quran. Allah Kareem states, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Indeed, the most honorable among you, according to Allah, is the one who is most pious among you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated, fear Allah wherever you are. Follow a bad deed with a good one and treat people with good character. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this color, this race, one is rich, someone is poor. All these colors and social statuses that we have is only lita'arafu, so that we may recognize one another. But we are judged by the taqwa and piety we have in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. It is said, taqwa hai asal daulat, taqwa hai izzato ka raaz. Gunahon se jo bach gaya, wahi hai Allah ka nawaz. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So taqwa is not about how you appear before people. It is how you appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when nobody is watching you. Subhanallah. Let's understand three signs of taqwa. Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's advice for us is to adopt taqwa and piety in the light of Quran-e Pak and Hadith-e Mubarakah. Since we hold his daman very tightly, dear viewers, we are his devotees. We love him. We honor him. And we visit his shrine yearly. So let's adopt and let's follow the teachings of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Three signs of taqwa. It is stated in Ahya'ul Ulum that Prophet Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam told Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that taqwa of a believer manifests in three matters. Number one, having complete reliance regarding that which he did not receive. Number two, being content with what he has. And number three, to be firm upon patience concerning that which was taken from him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us taqwa and piety, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, in Al-Fathur Rabbani, he mentions that do not perform a deed for people and do not abandon it because of people. Do it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is another beautiful advice of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. See what Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And those people, yani of the book, were ordered to worship Allah only, believing solely in Him, being on one side purely. Yani being towards the side of Islam, only to follow the religion of this beautiful deen, dear viewers. Yani the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam. We have been commanded in this verse, and there are numerous other verses as well as ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that guides us in this regard, subhanallah. It is stated in the hadith, actions are only by intentions, and every person will have only what he intended. Innamal a'malu bin niyyat wa innama li kulli imri'in ma nawa. Actions are only by intentions, and every person will have only what he intended. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, even when the world misunderstands you, Allah knows the sincerity in your heart. Sincerity is the key to worship. It is the key to success. The deed done for people dies with people, but the deed done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla lives forever. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to the person who performed deed to please others, to show others, due to ostentation, due to showing off, it will be said to them that you had read Salah, you performed your Salah to show others, so go and get your reward from them. You have fasted to show others, so and get the reward for fasting from them. Will bandas be able to reward you for the fasting, for the worship, for the ibadat, for the difficulties you endured in the dunya, dear viewers? Never. But if it was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will most definitely be rewarded for that. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Ghausi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala then says, repentance is the very first station of the seeker. And this is also once again in the light of Quran Pak, teaching us to repent, teaching us to make tawbah. Because we are the disciples and the murideen and the lovers of Ghausi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we should sincerely on a daily basis make istighfar and perform tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla Fuk. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, repent to Allah, which becomes advice for the future. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla. In which way? Such a tawbah, such repentance, which becomes a form of advice, nasiha, for the future. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says in a hadith, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kamal la dhanba lah. The one who repents from sins is like the one who never sinned, our brothers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Amir Ahl Sunnah, through his poetry, also guides us to make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we make tawbah, but again, we turn towards sinning. We make tawbah, and after tawbah, once again, we go towards sinning. But a banda should continue making tawbah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Ask Allah Kareem for istiqamah. Ask him for steadfastness upon this tawbah. He says in his munajat,
Main karke tawbah palat kar gunah karta ho, haqeeqi tawbah ka de de sharaf ata ya rab.
Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember well, dear viewers, one asu and one tear of tawbah can wash away oceans of sins. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem hame tawbah ki tawfiq ata farmaye. The Sultan of Baghdad, the leader of all the awliyas, have mentioned, whoever relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah suffices him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the tarjama, this is the commentary, this is the verses of the Holy Quran Pak as well, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has guided us in the most authentic book, which is Quran. He states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever relies upon Allah Azza wa Jal, so he Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So how do we place our trust, our reliance, our tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jal? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has once again guided us. And in numerous ahadith, he speaks about tawakkul, about placing your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if you relied on Allah Azza wa Jalla as He deserves, if you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He ought to be trusted, He Azza wa Jalla would provide for you like He provides for the birds. They leave hungry in the morning and return full in the evening. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا.
They return when their bellies are filled, though they have left empty stomach and empty bellies in the mornings, dear viewers. These are the birds who are also a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but see how they have placed their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who provides for them? Where does their rizq come from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi guided the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this matter. And he's teaching us, he's training our nafs, he's training us that whatever you do in the dunya, these are the efforts you have put in things, and you should continue to put those efforts. You should continue to work hard, but the results of that hard work is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who will give you the marks for those efforts that you have placed in trying and doing things, dear viewers. Allah Kareem hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on this matter. If you knock on the door of Allah's mercy, the door of His rahmah, His door never closes, dear viewers. The doors of His mercy is never closed for the one who makes tawbah in His court. The one who places his trust upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, the doors of rahmah and mercy are never closed upon such a person. So place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then says, your worst enemy is your own nafs. Allahu Akbar. Jiha, your worst enemy is your own nafs. In one place he says, the person who sat in the company of a pious person, the person who sat in the company of the one who has the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Kareem will make such a person aware of his own nafs. Recognize yourself, recognize your inner self, your nafs, because the Quran Pak has stated very beautifully,
إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي.
Undoubtedly, the baser self commands evil excessively, except upon whom my Lord has mercy. So, the nafs will command you to do evil. The nafs will guide you to do the wrong. It will teach you to commit haram and gunah in the dunya, except upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His rahmah, His karam and His mercy. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali wants you to receive the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is now guiding the people, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we have returned from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad, the struggle against the nafs. During a journey, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided his companions that we are coming from the battlefield, but we are going towards a greater battle, and that is to fight against your nafs. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali states so beautifully,
nafs badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi, nafs badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi, amal nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya, amal nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya.
So the nafs is such that it will always teach you to do the wrong. Even if you performed a virtuous deed, it won't even allow for you to hide and conceal that deed. But rather, a person is now found exposing his amal, his a'mal, his virtuous actions before people, boasting and showing pride over his ibadat. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the nafs is a beast. Ride it or it will ride you. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then gives a very beautiful piece of advice. He says, say the truth even if it burns you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Once again, this is in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. Allah Kareem states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada'a lillahi walau ala anfusikum awil walidaini wal aqrabin.
O believers, become firm in standing for giving testimony for the sake of Allah, even If there is a loss in it for yourselves or for your parents or for your relatives, Allah Kareem is commanding us that whenever we bear testimony, whenever we give shahada for any matter, we should always be truthful in this regard, whether it is for ourselves, for our parents, or for our relatives. Here the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions, subhanallah, in a hadith as well, the greatest jihad, the greatest battle is to speak a word of truth before a tyrant ruler. Even if you are standing before a tyrant king, you are afraid of your life, you are afraid of your wealth, you are afraid of your family, but when you speak the truth, Allah is with you. Have you forgotten the waqi'ah of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, when he was about to burn his maidservant who would work for him, and she brought iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he warned her that I am the king, I am the Lord, and she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, refused to believe in the Pharaoh, and he killed her and her children, but she never let go of her iman, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah, such bolo to chamakti hai zindagi, such bolo to chamakti hai zindagi, jhoot bolo to bujh jati hai roshni. Allahu Akbar. If you speak the truth, your life will shine and glitter. And if you speak lies, then everything will be extinguished, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Your life will be extinguished. Everything will come to an end. Allah Hazrat farmate hain, sachi baat sikhate ye hain, seedhi raah chalate ye hain, thanda thanda, meetha meetha, peete hum hain, pilate ye hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, hold on to the truth because truth leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah. A man continues speaking the truth and striving for truth until he is written before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as very truthful, yani siddiq. And he says, beware of lying, for lying leads to sin and sin leads to fire. A man continues lying and striving for falsehood until he is written before Allah Azza wa Jalla as a great liar. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Muslim, dear viewers. Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith, whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah makes him pious, Allahu Akbar. And then he states, he develops the habit of carrying out righteous deeds because of speaking the truth as well. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to speak the truth. The awliyas, the wali's crown is truthfulness, not the approval of rulers, dear viewers. It is not the approval of the rulers of the dunya, but rather the crown upon their heads is truthfulness. Someone asked Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, how have you attained this maqam? And he mentioned, on the basis of truthfulness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Have you forgotten the story? The famous waqi'ah of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. As a child, he told robbers about the 40 dinars because his mother said, do not lie, my son. And he exposed, and he even given those dinars that he had with him. The leader and the whole gang repented upon the hands of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Jab ye bachpan ka alam tha, par ab zara sochein, imagine what may have been his condition and his state as he then began to reform people after graduating from his studies, dear viewers. Though he is a madarzat wali, born as a wali from the womb of his mother, but subhanallah, he continued to seek knowledge and ilm until he became a kutub, subhanallah. So may Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to always speak the truth, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I am nothing, I have nothing, and I want nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at his humility. Look at his humbleness. Look at what he's teaching his murideen. Look at what nasiha and advice is giving the world. Having everything that Allah has given him, when he says, نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ بِلَادِ اللَّهِ جَمَعًا كَخَرَدَ لَتِنْ عَلَىٰ حُكْمِ اتِّصَالِ. I see the countries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the entire world of Allah Kareem, like a mustard seed on my palm. If this is his maqam, after all of that, he still states, I am nothing, I have nothing, and I want nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran,
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا.
Those bondmen of the most gracious who walk upon the earth humbly. This was Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. His blessed life is a translation of this verse, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in the hadith, No one humbles himself for Allah Kareem except Allah Azza wa Jalla raises that person. In another hadith, Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'uhu Allah. The person who humbled himself for the sake of Allah Kareem, Allah will grant him a loftier maqam and station. Subhanallah. It is stated, Jo jhuk gaya Allah ke aage, wo ut gaya sab ke aage. Subhanallah. The one who bowed himself, the one who humbled himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Kareem will raise such a person, dear viewers, before the entire mankind. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As a poet says so beautifully, Ab hame kya koi girayega? اب ہمیں کیا کوئی دبائے گا ہم نے خود کو گرا دیا ہے وہاں گرنے والے جہاں سنبھلتے ہیں سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ So remember, the one who bows lowest before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one raised highest by Allah Kareem in this world and in the akhirah as well. We see the awliyas, the salihin, the pious predecessors, they have nothing to do with the dunya. They humble themselves, they use tattered and torn clothes, no shoes in their feet. Their hair is upsetted. You might see dust settled upon their heads as well. They look pale, humble, weak, thin. But in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the maqam is such that if they have to ask for something which is impossible, even on the day of mahshar, on the day of judgment, Allah Kareem will make that possible for them. So, your heart needs to shine. Let's repent from our hearts and let's humble ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, what beautiful teachings are these of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Bil taqwa. Be sincere. Repent sincerely. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jiha. Defeat the nafs. Fight your carnal desires. Speak the truth. Stay humble. Allahu Akbar. And live with honesty, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Live honestly in this world, as it is stated by Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla will be with you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What beautiful teachings of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to follow the Sultan of Awliya, Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And at the end, inshallah, as we are closing up our bayan and this episode for today, let's end with the teachings of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, do not say, I do not make dua to Allah Almighty, because if something is distant for me, I will eventually receive it whether I make dua or not. And if something is not distant for me, my dua cannot make me gain it. He says, make dua for whatever you need from the goodness of this world and the hereafter, provided that it is not haram, yani prohibited, or a cause of discord, yani fasad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to make dua. You are being persuaded to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udu'uni astajib lakum is the command of Allah Kareem in the Holy Quran Pak. Yani, supplicate to me, I will accept. Allahu Akbar. So we are commanded to make dua, to seek dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will supplicate to Allah Kareem, your du'as will be answered. So do not say that I do not make dua, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You have been commanded to make dua. Even if you don't make dua, Allah Kareem still knows your intentions. He still knows your needs. But we should be beggars at the court of Allah Kareem. Just as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states to Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha, O Aisha radiyallahu anha, I do not eat a day so that I could beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes I would eat so I can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our state is such that we eat and we enjoy in this planet, dear viewers. And we forget to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have abundance of wealth. Allah Kareem has bestowed favors upon us. Even if we have those favors, we should continue to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the blessing, the beautiful teachings of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these amazing Madani pearls. May these Madani pearls enlighten our hearts. And through this light, may we find our path once again, dear viewers. Until the next episode, keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep performing virtuous deeds, and forgive others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise.